Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
The American Psychological Association recently revealed a set of guidelines claiming that traditional masculinity is, quote-unquote, harmful. They said that there are problems resulting from adherence to rigid sexist or restrictive gender roles learned during socialization that result in personal restriction, devaluation, or violation of others or self. What were they talking about? Well, they were talking about being a man, being masculine. It is now considered harmful. How do we respond to this, and how did the general public respond to this report? Joining us to answer some of those questions on this Friday afternoon, Suzanne Venker, a married mother of two children in St. Louis, a regular contributor to Fox News, author of several books, including her latest, The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage, and a recent column for the Washington Examiner titled, The American Psychological Association Just Made It Harder to Maintain Strong Marriages. Suzanne, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks for having me.
What did the American Psychological Association recently have to say about the alleged dangers of masculinity?
So their argument is essentially that what they're calling traditional, that means anything that, just kind of think of your father or your grandfather, stoicism, breadwinning, strong, these, you know, typical things that we associate with masculinity as being inherently harmful to boys and men and ultimately to women in society as well. What was interesting is that they got such a huge backlash to their report, which, by the way, they said is 40 years in the making. So they've been studying this for years, and this is their conclusion that, in effect, masculinity is harmful, quote-unquote harmful. They got such a backlash that they retracted that and tried to make it sound like, oh, we were just talking about outliers, you know, men who, you know, like the Harvey Weinsteins of the world or the murderers of the world, or because they're so that group is so overwhelmingly male. But they cannot take back what they've put out in this report, which is available for anybody to see, because they were talking about masculinity in general.
What did you make of that attempt to rebut their own report by kind of saying, we didn't really mean what everyone says we mean?
So I thought that was fascinating. That kind of surprised me, because when you think about, and I have a follow-up to this and more of an explanation as to how this, I believe this all came to be, but if you're spending years preparing for this, you know, huge report, and you're very painstaking, presumably, in your vocabulary, it's interesting that either did they not know they would get the backlash, or did they think they might get some, but they weren't realizing how severe it was going to be? I suspect somebody put their feet to the fire and said, you have to say something, because the backlash has been so bad. And they just simply, sort of like the person who apologizes when they have a loose tongue and they've been forced, you know, there's a lot of apologies going on in America today, sort of like that.
What does the APA fail to see about masculinity and bad behavior?
What they fail to see is that pathological behavior is, first of all, certainly not a standard. It's atypical, and it stems from one's upbringing and environment. It is not something that is within a person. You know, they come into the world with this evil nature, and that's essentially what they're doing by pointing to masculinity, because what could be more innate in us than our masculinity and our femininity? But they have an agenda, they meaning the APA, and part of that agenda is to feminize males, because they believe that they are inherently prone to pathological behavior rather than understanding where that pathological behavior comes from. And what makes it more shocking is that this is the American Psychological Association. So people it's very significant that they came out and said this as opposed to just some feminist group, even though they are a feminist group, and a lot of people don't know that, because people don't associate psychologists necessarily with politics or with having an agenda. So when they come out and say something that has to do with how people become who they are, people listen. I mean, it's the premier psychological organization in America. So if they're saying this is how people, this is how they came to be, then people are going to pay attention to that. And that's what makes this so horrific that they've put this out.
Why then is traditional masculinity not only a good thing, but actually necessary for children and marriages and society?
There are several different components to that. If you're talking about marriage, masculinity and femininity is absolutely needed for that marriage to be successful and happy. And that is because women naturally desire and want a strong, capable, competent man with whom to contend and go through life. That's why you're hearing them say in the last few years, where have all the good men gone? What they mean is, where are all the educated and employed men who can be counted on, sort of like our fathers and grandfathers? What happened to them? They're looking for competent, strong men. What men are looking for in a wife and need in a wife isn't the same thing. Men are not looking to be, they don't look to women to be strong and competitive with them. They want them to be soft and nurturing and bring something to the table that they don't necessarily bring, and vice versa. So that yin and yang is very important for marriage, and it's one of the biggest reasons why marriages are failing today. That's number one. As far as kids go, the data on what's happened with fatherlessness is just, you know, there for anyone who wants to see. It's just terrible when children, boys and girls, but especially boys, but both, are raised without fathers in the home. They need that combination of both male and female to be healthy and do well in life. And there are things that men bring to the table with their masculinity that, that women don't. When they don't get that, and that's the irony of this whole thing, we don't need less masculinity, we need more because of the fatherlessness. That's the other sort of egregious part of this whole thing that this APA has put out.
So you mentioned earlier that the APA is whether they know it or not, a feminist organization. What's led, what kind of ideas have led the APA to label various masculine traits as harmful?
Because a lot of people don't realize, again, that the APA is a very left-wing organization. It is political. And because of that, anyone who knows what left-wing politics are about, when it comes to men and women, the basic belief is that men are oppressors of women, that women are perpetual victims. If you carry that with you as a belief system, then anything you're dealing with, sex, marriage, parenting, work, all of that is going to be filtered through this very negative and false worldview. And so that colors everything else. And so that's where they're coming from with their views of men and who they are.
What does the data actually say about the alleged interchangeability of the sexes? Does it work?
No, it doesn't. I mean, there's, again, it depends on what subject you're talking about. So if you look at, for example, this ongoing conversation about the gender pay gap, we know today, and we used to think, not me, myself, but psychologists and professors used to think back in the 60s in particular, that the more we got rid of traditional roles and allowed men and women to be freer and more self-actualized and become interchangeable, the happier people would be. And of course, and not only that, but the more equality we would have. And the way they define equality is that men are a lot more like women and women are a lot more like men. But in fact, the opposite has occurred, and the data on that is undeniable. In Scandinavian countries, for example, where gender equality is greater than anywhere else, on paper anyway, I mean, in terms of its support of it, I should say, we find more of a gap there between what the choice is. In other words, men and women are freer over there to do whatever they want without any censure, and yet they continually choose to do a more gender-based work. And that's been sort of, so basically the whole concept of interchangeability has been completely debunked over these decades.
So how do women, speak for yourself as a woman, how do women normally regard the masculine traits that the AMA has labeled as harmful?
They love them, but they want them. They need them, but they're afraid of them. I mean, they've been told over and over and over again that this is bad, and that we're so against anything that smacks of traditional gender roles in this country even if you are reasonable about it, I mean, all the work that I've done has always been about, I guess I kind of call it traditional roles with a twist, you know, where nothing is set in stone. It's not, you know, Ward and June Cleaver. It's the openness is there to have that overlap. And most people have overlap in their marriages. I certainly do. But you need to recognize that there is going to be a lot after you have kids of gender-based work and ideas and behaviors that you're going to adopt naturally, particularly after the kids come along, and that's okay. That doesn't mean anything bad or negative. But people have been so drilled into them that this is bad that they're embarrassed to admit it. So they think they're supposed to want something other than what they really do want. And I do believe that is causing so many relationship problems today because nobody knows who's supposed to do what.
Finally then, Suzanne, when I saw the news about this AMA report on the dangers of masculinity, I'm a kind of facetiously wondered, well, when is the report going to come out on the dangers of femininity? I don't think one is necessary. Just understand me. I don't think one is necessary. But why does femininity and those traits not have the same kind of bias against it?
Well, actually, it does. But it's not, and it's sort of, it's promoted by the same people who want men to be feminized. The same people who want men to be feminized want women to be masculinized. I've always argued that feminists, in fact, it's really not so much men they hate because they so much want to be like them, right? They want that life. It's really femininity that feminists hate. They're trying to move women away from what's naturally theirs to be more like them, the more the way feminists are, because they think and act and feel so much like men. And I think they're uncomfortable in that role because they're not traditionally female. So really, their beef is with much more with traditional femininity. And actually, if they were honest enough, they could write a whole thing about toxic femininity. But that will never happen, of course, because that would be a little too obvious.
Suzanne Venker is a married mother of two children in St. Louis, a regular contributor to Fox News. She's author of several books, including her latest, The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage, and a recent column for the Washington Examiner titled The American Psychological Association Just Made It Harder to Maintain Strong Marriages. You can read it and you can purchase The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Suzanne, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, January the 11th. We're going to have four soundbites to play for you. And after we've played them, it's your turn to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
For a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Thank you for helping us make Budget and for more than 5 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2018. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 11 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc. live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations.
Did you make a New Year's resolution to get in shape this year? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness at Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness can help you keep your New Year's resolution. Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. Performance Fitness 618.com.
Visiting Concordia University Chicago is a great way to open up your world. Tour our beautiful 40-acre campus, hear from current students about why they chose Concordia Chicago, discover more than 70 degree programs, and learn about financial aid and generous scholarship opportunities. Attend our February 18th visit day for high school and transfer students. Register today at cuchicago.edu/visit.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.